are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm looking at, I now have two computers in my studio. One of them, though, is updating. What's it updating? I don't ask for it to update. So it's going to be sitting there, and it's going to be just circling around while we update. Meanwhile, I get to talk to you about urine. I love talking about urine and pee-pee, but this is cool. You know how when you get stung by a jellyfish, and they always make fun of this in the movies and on the TV shows, where you need somebody to urinate on you? Well, they say, you know what? You don't need to urinate on the victim all the time. You could also use hot water or a slurry of vinegar and baking soda. So I don't know about you all when you wear your bikinis or your Speedos to the beach, but rather than worrying about having a full bladder to urinate on your buddy, they say you can actually use hot water or you can make a vinegar baking soda slurry mixed with the water and put that on the sting. All right. The American Heart Association, American Red Cross recommended vinegar or baking soda slurry followed by heat or ice. All right. I don't know about y'all, but I pack when I go to the beach, and that's something you could pack, I suppose. See, I'm a girl. I was always very fearful that somebody I would be at the beach with would need me to urinate on them. If you're a man, it's easy. But when you're a girl, not so easy. All right, so what's going on? Oh, yeah, of course there's somebody behind this study. You want to know who he is? Yeah, I know. He's probably married. They say here, Dr. Nicholas T. Ward of the University of California, San Diego, says the jellyfish species are not commonly found in North American waters. So he and his colleagues had to look at Hawaiian jellyfish. They found 19, and I guess, I'm reading this as we go. I mean, if you really want to be honest, if you get stung by a jellyfish, you're not going to die. You know, I mean, I know Dory almost died on Finding Nemo, but it's more the pain of it. I mean, it hurts. And honestly, I don't understand why you all are that deep into the beach. You know, when I go to the beach, I just like to be like knee high. I'm kind of scared of getting washed out, and I'm kind of scared of sharks. All right. So anyway, I guess they say nematocysts are the venom sacs jellyfish leave behind as a further insult after the sting. It's important you get those sacs off of the skin because they could continue to release venom. Simple hot water may help by denaturing and inactivating the venom, or have a tube of lidocaine in your beach bag. Oh, that I like. Just walk around with some lidocaine. They say you could use a credit card to scrape the sacs from the skin. Doesn't this remind you of the story with the woman who ate the calamari and then she had the sperm sacs in her mouth? She could have probably used a credit card with that one, too. Honestly, you could use a credit card for anything these days. You could buy your airline ticket, right? You could do so much with a credit card. Now you could remove sperm sacs from calamari from your cheek, and you could remove nematocysts from jellyfish from your legs. Jellyfish also leave behind a tentacle or two that need to be removed. All right, do not use your bare hand. All right, well, I don't know how to remove tentacles. I mean, I guess you also need to bring surgical equipment to the beach. We are doing a beach vacation this year. We can't afford it. I got so much to do. I got to do CME. I'm busy with the show, so we're not seeing the beach anytime soon. All right, what else about Nemo? Okay, let me see. According to researchers, there's no scientific evidence to suggest pee-pee or meat tenderizer help to relieve the pain. Yeah, but it's funny. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. Oh, wait a second. What's this? Vinegar seems to take the bite out of injuries inflicted by species known as blue bottles or Portuguese man of wars. In North America, those jellyfish are mainly found off the coast of Florida and Gulf of Mexico. All right. Honestly, I can't tell you what to do. I like the idea of bringing a bottle of Jack. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. What it is I have a rash around my neck.
Another laryngitis call. Is that what's going on?
If I have picked it up from the weeds or possibly, it would actually be from fertilizer or pesticide or something like this. I have this horrible, hideous rash, and it would be a good subject for your show.
Oh, I love rashes. Absolutely. You want to talk about rashes? Okay, what was it? A dog collar? Oh, gosh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. I got to tell you, a lot of rashes you get from belts or necklaces or collars. You were wearing a dog collar? Oh, we have to find out more about this one. He goes, oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right, a nickel. It could be nickel in the metal. You know how many of you gentlemen, you'll have a rash right by your belly button? And it's because the little fastener on your pants, especially the nice pants, that could be made of nickel. So it could be a nickel rash. Also, a lot of us are sweating. It's the summer. Many people are in a humid environment. So whenever you're wearing anything that has rubber or plastic or leather around your neck with the, I don't know if there were spikes in it or spokes, nickel. So my guess would be nickel. If you do have a rash, though, you should, have a physician, medical provider take a look at it. Sometimes we'll use like a subtopical hydrocortisone. But boy, for those of you trying to catch our show live, because I would really like to talk to a lot of you. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. 9 to midnight Eastern. And then we take your calls throughout the day, which I love. Please always call. We can always play your calls the next hour. But we are live 6 to 9 p.m. if you do want to talk to me. And we can get a little bit more information on why you're wearing dog collars. Because that would absolutely interest my listeners, hands down. Otherwise, they got to listen to my stories and my personal honeymoon antics, and they don't really want to hear that. All right, when we come back, Sandusky's son said he abused him. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Whether you listen to us live on GCNLive.com, whether you listen to us on your affiliates on XM, we thank you. We thank you from the bottoms of our heart. All right. And we also thank all our new Android app users who are listening to the Dr. Dolly Show now using their Android apps. I guess the Droid now has an app that you can download and listen to the Dr. Dolly Show. No news yet on iPhone, but right now it's on Droid. So please visit your app store. It is free, absolutely free, and you can then listen to the Dr. Dolly Show anytime. By the way, those of you signing into our guest book on our website, thank you. I love to see where you're calling from and where you're listening from. I appreciate it. All right. So, hours after the jury went into deliberation, Jerry Sandusky's son, one of his adopted sons, is now coming forward saying Jerry Sandusky abused him. All right. Matt Sandusky, one of Jerry Sandusky's six adopted children, has, I guess, gone to prosecutors saying he was willing to testify on behalf of prosecutors at his father's sex abuse trial. He is 33 years old. According to Andrew Shubin and Justine Androsini, said during the trial, Matt Sandusky contacted us and requested our advice and assistance in arranging a meeting with prosecutors to disclose for the first time in this case that he is a victim of Jerry Sandusky abuse. At Matt's request, we immediately arranged a meeting between him and the prosecutors and investigators. They say this has been extremely painful for Matt, and he has asked us to convey his request that the media respect his privacy. Now, the statement was issued after jurors began deliberating the 48 charges against him. Jurors are sequestered at the time during deliberations. Now, Matt Sandusky went to live with Sandusky and his wife Dottie as a foster child and was later adopted by them as an adult. They say shortly after the former coach's arrest in November, this is from CBS News, Matt Sandusky's ex-wife went to court to keep her former father-in-law away from their three young children. Remember, Jill Jones had said that the five-year-old was possibly a victim of abuse as well. Remember that? So Jill Jones successfully obtained a restraining order forbidding the children from sleeping over at Grandpa's house. At the same time, details emerge that Matt Sandusky had attempted suicide just 4 months after going to live with the couple in 1995. He had come into the home through the Second Mile Charity, which was the charity Jerry Sandusky founded, and was first a foster child before being legally adopted. Now, an accuser, one of the accusers known as victim number four, said Matt Sandusky was living at the home at the time he had stayed there overnight. When asked by prosecutors whether Jerry Sandusky ever engaged him in a soap battle, he did recount the time when he and Matt Sandusky had been playing racquetball. After they were done, they went back to a locker room. Matt got undressed and into the shower, and then victim four and Sandusky followed them in there. He says, me and Jerry came in. He started pumping his hand full of soap. At that point, Matt shut off the shower and left and went to another locker room to shower. And I don't know if I want to go on with this. Anyway, the jurors are now in deliberation. I'm not sure what this means for the case, if now the son is coming forward. Again, where the defense is going with this is all made up. Investigators tainted the investigation, talked all these victims into coming forward, and that's what the defense is going to do, plus throw the histrionic personality disorder as to why Jerry Sandusky wanted to be close and be in the shower with these kids. Jerry Sandusky's attorney says a 68-year-old former coach was being victimized by investigators who led accusers into making false claims about a generous man whose charity gave them much-needed love. They said they went after him, and I submit to you they were going to get him hell or high water, even if they had to coach witnesses. I don't know where this is going, but my guess is the defense didn't do that good a job, and he's in trouble. So, we will keep you posted. Still, everybody is awaiting the Supreme Court's decision on the Affordable Health Care Act. There's only, I believe, 2 days in which the Supreme Court can come forward next week to tell us what their decision is. I believe Monday or on Thursday. I guess that's just how they do things. And I know while we're still waiting, I guess they're like, it's not June. What would it be? June 28th? Yeah, June 28th is when I think they're going to come forward. Meanwhile, we're just all sitting here on our thumbs. And so when that does happen, we'll definitely tell you what that means for us and if we're all going to die. Okay. All right. Look, you know what? I think I got a plan. If Obamacare still stands, I think I have a plan. I think we do. All right. Going to move to Canada. Really? You think that'll be better? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of a cool story. All right. There was a woman, Darlene King, who didn't think she'd ever see her husband's wedding ring again. Her husband had died, and it was a wedding ring that he had had since 1961. But a couple showed up at her home in Auburn and returned the ring that had been lost 4 or 5 years ago. Apparently, Shannon and Steve Callahan of Sacramento had been searching for the ring's owner when they were, I guess, one of them put their hands in between the car seats. From what I understand, I think they bought the 2004 Pontiac Grand Am. And the ring was stuck in between the seats. When they found it, they were able to go back and find who owned the car prior to that. I think that is really, really cool. You know, when you hear stories like that, then, you know that there's some good people. They could have easily tried to keep the ring and hawk it or, you know, I don't know how much the ring is worth. But the fact that there's that sentimental value. Now, why was the wedding ring taken off and hidden in between the seats? I don't know. And I don't want to venture on that path. but she has her late husband's ring, and she's pretty happy. Okay, let's move on. This was just unbelievable. Did you see the footage of those middle schoolers bullying the bus monitor? All right. This just blew my mind. Karen Klein, 68 years old, was apparently sitting in a seat by herself. And there was just profanity-strewn insults at her being obese. What, are you sweating? Are you sweating? Why is your face wet? She's trying to tell them she's crying. I guess one of the students, and again, I can't play this for you because it's so full of foul language and cuss words. One of the kids said, if I stab you in the stomach, it would be like putting the knife through hot, warm butter. One of them told her that she was so ugly that her kids would probably kill themselves. And obviously they had no idea that I believe her oldest son did take his own life 10 years ago. So anyway, the bullying had gone on for about 10 minutes in the video. And so she's driven to tears. From what I understand, it was recorded by a student with a cell phone camera. And then I guess they uploaded it to YouTube and it went viral. I mean, absolutely viral. And from what we understand, the other kids were on the were in the footage as well, and it was I mean when you hear the, and you know, these kids were only what, 12 years old, it just blows your mind. And you know, they interviewed her, and you know, she said, look, I couldn't hit them, I'd get fired. I couldn't say anything back, I'd get fired. So she just sit and took it. Well, apparently there's been a fund that has grown, and it's a fund, I guess, for her to be able to go and take a nice vacation as a result of this. And this fund has already raised over $350,000. She could pay off a house, car. When you watch this video, you almost cry. I mean, what these kids said were so cruel. And you wonder how an 11 or 12-year-old kid could be that evil. And there were multiple kids. Of course, one of the fathers was interviewed going, you know, look, I had no idea my child would do something, but he's been punished enough because now his face has been all over the news. I don't have the names of these kids, but boy, these kids need a good butt whooping. None of them, from what I understand, have been involved in previous crimes. They say that Ms. Klein, who was the victim here in this bullying incident, does not want to press charges. You know, I think she should, just to, you know, teach these kids a lesson. This whole anti-bullying movement, I'm kind of pretty proud of. I don't like the whole soda thing, and we're going to talk about now L.A. wants to ban soda dispensers. So we'll talk about that after the break. But I got to tell you, with all these movements that we've seen in the last few years, I really kind of like the anti-bullying movement, because I've seen so many children and even adults scarred for life from some of the bullying they incurred as a child. And you know, we're always looking for parental abuse and neglect and sexual abuse, and bullying, the abuse from bullying, you know, is extremely traumatic. And so I think these kids should spend a couple days in jail. Why not? All right, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, toll-free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. RJ, doctor, listening to you out of Chattanooga. Oh, yay, I've always wanted to see Chattanooga. Bullying is what drove me to drugs. I'd go home from school and smoke weed. It worked. I felt better. Okay, I could believe that. I could believe you having such a horrible day with bullying. I mean, I hope you went off the weed, you know. I hope. But thank you. Thank you for disclosing that, RJ. That was really sweet. We should probably do that. We should probably open it up. How were you all bullied? What did these kids do? And what decade was it in when you were bullied? You know, I mean, I'm sure there's been bullies ever since, you know, Adam and Eve. In fact, I'm sure Adam and Eve bullied each other. I mean, yeah, the serpent, you know, the serpent, I'm sure, wasn't really nice and friendly and cuddly. I'm sure he was kind of mean, right? You know, and then when they were naked and realized they were naked, then the serpent probably gave them some crap about being naked, going, really? Really, Adam, you have an accessory nipple? Really? And then Adam was probably like, oh, I'm naked. And then I got to go get some fig leaves. And then that's when that happened. And God was very upset because he didn't want Adam and Eve embarrassed with their nakedness. He wanted Adam and Eve to be happy with their bodies. But instead, after the serpent, and I'm sure there was some sort of bullying, Adam and Eve felt like they needed to cover themselves up. And that's what happened in the Bible. You know, I really should do a Bible show. I should, because my interpretation of the Bible, I think, is right on. I don't know if Donovan would agree with it or my listeners would agree, but I say that's what happened. My guess is Adam had an accessory nipple. And that is why, what was the term for it? How did they say it in Genesis? Something about their nakedness. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, we should probably put that question out there, whether you're live or not. Call in, leave a message, or call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. How were you bullied? What did people do to you? What did the kids do to you? What did the kids say to you? What about the teachers? I was even bullied by the teachers. Now, I was bullied. How was I bullied? Me, and I went to 12 different schools, right? My folks moved around a lot, so I was always the new kid. Now, an advantage of the new kid is sometimes you're too new to be bullied. You know, you're new, so they don't really know your faults yet, all right? The only problem is I had larger breasts than the average girl in my class, and my nickname was Dolly. Okay, my mom didn't like Dahlia. My mom didn't like my name Dahlia. My father liked the name, and my father named me after Dahlia Levy, the actress. All right, and my father had a crush on Dahlia Levy. And my mom thought the name was beautiful until she realized, you know, who I was named after. And she was like, well, no, I'm going to call her Dolly. Now, I couldn't stand Dolly because I kept being called Dolly Parton, not so much because of my name being Dolly, but because I had blossomed. And the boys didn't give me as much trouble. The boys I always got along with. The girls were mean, especially when you had to change, you know, in the locker room and stuff. I mean, I went from a training bra, which is what? What are training bras? Double A, to a C cup in a matter of months. And so it probably, in these, you know, bullies' defense, scared them. I mean, I'd be scared if the girl changing next to me in gym could knock me over with two C cups, you know? And, you know, when you're younger, you don't know how to handle them. You know, women, it changes your whole center of gravity, just like boys. You know how they say boys sometimes could be a little bit awkward in athletics? Because, again, their anatomy is changing and their center of gravity is off. And actually, that is something I've discussed. What happens with your Olympic ice skaters, right, like Oksana Baiul or some of these girls where they were in extreme training when they were young, didn't have the excess fat to start developing their sexual organs and start developing breasts. Then they finally go into puberty. They start getting breasts. They start getting rounder hips. And now their center of mass is off. And a lot of them will have difficulty, and you almost need to correct for it because you have a different body now. And it's so true. And male athletes may sometimes see that as well. So, you know, when you grow your breasts fairly quickly in puberty, for those of us who did, I was stumbling and falling and hitting people in the face. And by the way, they hurt. All right. I thought I had breast cancer for the longest time until I had the guts to talk to my mom. You could not talk to my parents about sex. You could not talk to my parents about development or puberty. It was just unheard of. You don't talk about that. And so I was really scared that I had breast cancer because the buds hurt and the buds were growing at such a high pace. I opened up an encyclopedia and looked up metastasis because I was like, this is fast. finally, my mom was in a good mood and said, no, that's just normal. And I was like, oh, thank heavens. You could just imagine what happened when I got my period. I was freaked out. But anyway, luckily I got my mom to open up a little bit more and talk to me. My sister was no help at all. My sister hated me. No way would she, and you know, then she moved out, and my younger brother, he was no help. And so, you know, but then luckily I got my mom to talk, because I'm like, you know, look, I don't know about you, right? But I'm not going to clean up this mess. But anyway, okay, let's move on. So, bullying. So I was bullied very badly, just by having large breasts. Now, later on, you know, it was an asset. But, why am I talking about this? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the bus monitor who was bullied. But, you know, kids could really be mean. They really can. And, you know, how do you protect your kids from being bullied? I don't know, because, you know, it's so sly. You know, my kids were bullied, one of them more than the other. And, of course, you know, my husband was like, you know, punch him. Punch him, they'll stop bullying you. And, you know, he's like, I'll get in trouble. And, of course, you know, me being mom, oh, I can't let him get in trouble. Oh, my gosh, we can't promote violence in the schools. You know, my husband's like, they'll stop bullying him. I mean, this kid could pack a punch. But I taught him, you know, how to use the biggest weapon that we have in our family, our mouths. And I taught him how to cut them to pieces verbally. And my son's been able to hold his own. You have to. Yeah, because kids could be very, very mean. And I don't want you to be mean back, but sometimes they have to know that you got a bite. Right? Okay. Oh, speaking of bite, wasn't there another cannibal issue? Did you guys hear this? Charles Baker, 26 years old, was visiting his kids on Wednesday night at the home of his girlfriend. He was high on an unknown substance. Then, what happened? He bit off a part of another man's arm, started throwing furniture. I guess somebody tried to restrain him. They were wrestling, and he starts biting the other gentleman's arm off. Now, of course, the arm is still there, etc., but they think it's probably bath salts again. Now, these bath salts are kind of known as Purple Wave, Vanilla Sky, Bliss, Ivory Wave, and I guess people are using it as a substitute for cocaine, LSD. They inhale it, smoke it, digest it. I don't know. And it causes these hallucinations and paranoia, etc. It's just, what would drive someone to eat or chew off another man? What was that? Was it Mike Tyson who chewed off Holyfield's ear? Do I have that right? When, you know, this goes to show you that humans are animals, all right? You know, under all the clothes and the makeup and the deodorant and the nipple piercings and whatever makes us look civilized, we are animals. And you take the wrong drug at the wrong time and have some victim next to you, you'll see another man eat another man. I don't get it. Kind of scary. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, the bullying didn't, you know, just stop there. I know many of you, while you listen to my show, are bullying me as we speak. You're calling me names, right? You're insulting my voice. Sometimes you'll even call in and leave a message or email me, right? But I still feel like I get bullied all the time. It's just, you know, I have full use of my fingers, luckily, and I choose to use two of them pretty often. And to me, that gives me the power. So I feel pretty good. All right. Now, somebody who wants to give, I guess, use the same gesture that I've been using my bulliers is, I guess, the soda industry. They are really taking a hit. And now Los Angeles, it wants to ban soda vending machines in parks, libraries, wherever they can, wherever the government could invade, right? Or what's the word for it? There's a word, you know what I'm looking at, you know, when a bacteria or a virus tries to infect, kind of, you know, and move in. Well, anyway, Los Angeles already has a ban on sodas in school, vending machines at cafeterias. And, you know, that I was like, okay, you know, all right, I can understand, you know, the children and giving them healthy choices at school. I was never when I went to school, I don't think in the 70s or 80s we had soda until possibly high school. And I remember being shocked that we could get a soda at high school. I mean, I wasn't allowed. I remember my mom and dad said, you can't drink soda, you know, when you're at school. So I remember sneaking it. But I remember it was a very new, rare thing that you could get soda. So honestly, the school cafeteria having healthy drinks, I'm okay with. But now they're messing with the grown-ups. And they're also messing with commerce. All right. Now, of course, this move comes on the tail of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's proposal to ban the oversized soda, the cup size, in restaurants, movie theaters, stadiums, street carts, etc. And then I guess was it Massachusetts? They're doing a ban as well. What we were just talking about this yesterday, not only were they banning I believe also the soda, the popcorn size, but there was, I apologize. It's my memory now. So that's the problem. When you do a full day at the office and then you're going through all this medical news, you forget the story you said on air just yesterday. And then you forget that you probably shouldn't have brought that up on air. So then nobody would have even been the wiser. But then you bring it up on air and now you got to talk about for 2 minutes how you really did a screw up on air. You see, that's how it goes on radio because you're live. That's how it goes. All right. Anyway, so what's going on? Okay. The Huffington Post reports that Councilman Englander, who serves as president of the local chapter of the American Diabetes Association, introduced the ban when he learned his daughter had no other beverage options at the city park than sugar-loaded sodas. Here in the city of Los Angeles, 1 in 4 children is obese. In many of our communities, it is 1 in 3. All right. And so, of course, we're blaming soda and not the parents who allows. Isn't it his fault for not packing a water? I mean, when I go to the park, I need to bring water. I bring water for the kids or I bring breast milk. I mean, I'm not going to expect a soda machine to have breast milk for my baby. I'm going to bring the breast milk. Okay, sorry to be so descriptive here. I mean, my kids are too old for breast milk, but I mean, how much are we going to blame the soda companies? Okay, soda industry, of course, is ridiculous. They say says this is ridiculous. A ban on soda in city parks and libraries will do nothing to improve obesity. It does nothing to educate consumers about nutrition. And I guess in Richmond, California, they want to require businesses that sell sugary drinks to apply for a license. Like a liquor license? You know, this is ridiculous. Okay, I mean, we're talking about, and my problem is where is it going to stop? Okay, yes, soda, we know, from a medical standpoint, is evil. All right, I get that. I mean, soda, it is addictive. It draws kids. It draws adults. It pretends to be only 200 calories a can, but because of the high fructose corn syrup, you're probably getting more sugary sugar that's clinging to your arteries. I mean, soda is evil, all right? But I don't want government stepping in, all right? There are products out there. There's a free market. All right? When government comes in saying, no, you're not allowed to have a product in a certain machine, what are they saying? Why are they interfering with Congress? Look, you may not like the product, all right? But I still defend the right, if it's a legal product, to sell it in this fine country of ours. Just like with cigarettes. As a doctor, I cannot stand cigarettes. I cannot stand cigars. I cannot stand first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke, etc. But I don't think it is constitutional to force a company to advertise against themselves when you force stores to put up those gruesome pictures of tracheotomy sites and blackened lungs, or to force a cigarette package to have those ugly, disgusting ads. I don't think you're allowed, I don't think the government should have that power to have a company advertise against themselves. Because, like I had used the analogy earlier this year and last year, what are you going to do with cars? Are cars going to have pictures of mangled up people who were in car accidents? What are they doing? A bicycle, is a bicycle going to have some sort of ad or billboard, small billboard on it showing a child getting run over in the street? Where does the government, when will it stop? Right? Who's controlling this? And so when you start to say, all right, now you can't have your product in certain areas and it's a legal product, either make the product illegal, all right? If something's illegal about it, like, you know, you can't sell pot, although isn't Uruguay now selling marijuana to its citizens? I think we're going the other way. We're having countries now not only legalizing pot, but selling it. I got to find that. I saw that earlier today. Uruguay. It's Uruguay. Sorry. Lo siento. So, you know, I mean, having LA say, sorry, you cannot have vending machines. You can't sell your product. But somebody else could sell their product? Who's deciding this? Water versus tea versus, I mean, you're only going to then see water. But then what if they say, no. That water doesn't have fluoride in it. So you can't sell that water. I just don't see where this is stopping. And here we are letting this all happen. Oh, well, the war on obesity, yes, we're against kids becoming obese, etc. Listen, all right, whether there is a vending machine or not, if a kid is going to get fat, they're going to get fat, okay? They're either not going to be exercising, they're not going to be playing outside, they're going to, I mean, you know, their love of soda and sweets isn't going to go away because the machine isn't there, all right? You can limit all the access in the world to all the sweet things and fatty foods, all right? Somebody that wants it is going to get it, whether they're a kid, whether they're a teenager, etc. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to stop chicken? You know, fried chicken, if you take a chicken and you don't broil it and you don't grill it, but you fry it, and, I mean, you do it right, Southern style, I mean, a real good piece of fried chicken, that could, in essence, cause obesity. So what are we going to do? Ban chickens? Are we going to ban beef? What about fish fry? You could fry a fish and it may not be healthy. So my, where I'm scratching my head is this just keeps going on and on and on and no one is stopping it. And of course, this is all happening. Oh yeah, free refills. I think Los Angeles wants to also stop with free refills. Well, isn't that why we spend $3.50 to begin with so we get the free refills? All right, guys, don't forget to download the app on your Droid for Dr. Dahlia so you can listen to us anytime. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.